Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Visit Mount Mitchell Podcast. This is Dr. John Stamey. So glad with you on a beautiful, beautiful, sunny Friday morning, like we always do, right around the 10 o'clock and 10:30 hour. I am here with my co-host, Robert Storch. Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. It's Friday and sunny. What can you ask for?
Cocktail hour to come around at 5 o'clock. Other than that, that's great. So anyway,
it's
glad to have you
somewhere.
With us. That's exactly right. We've got a really cool guest this morning, and I am especially interested in what she say. This is Logan from Vic's Mini Golf up in Spruce Pine. I'm so interested because I love golf, and anytime there's a new enterprise that opens that has to do with golf or anything about it, I'm thrilled. I want to find out about it, and I want to go see it. So good morning, Logan. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing good.
I can hear a smile in your voice all the way through the radio. I just can, and that's great.
Smiling.
I'm so glad you are. Because I am too, and I hope you can hear my smile. Tell us about Vic's Mini Golf. What is it, and how did it get started?
Well, it is located on 226 Highway. It is right behind where BAMAQ used to be. It was my mom's idea. She's lived in this town for 16 years. I just moved back 2 months ago, but, you know, there's just nothing to do in this town for kids, for families, for date night. There's nothing to do. So my mom, we travel to Myrtle Beach all the time, and there's all these miniature golf courses out there. So she just had the idea to buy some property and build one just to add something to the community. It's going really well so far. We opened up on Father's Day weekend, and it's been great. People are just so excited that it's there.
That is wonderful. Now, you mentioned she came to you. You, as a family, come down, and you've seen all the mini golf in Myrtle Beach. I don't know if Robert told you or not, but this broadcast right now is emanating from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
And oh, really?
Yes, it is, and that's kind of command central for all of casts on our network. And, oh, yeah. And miniature golf is very, very popular down here. We have even had several of the Professional Putters of America competitions down here, and people just love it. So I'm so glad, because my family used to be heavily involved in Spruce Pine, and I'm so glad Spruce Pine has got something like that to complement Grassy Creek, which is the large golf there you have. And it's a beautiful place. I've enjoyed playing there all my life. And so just so glad that you missed. Now, are you and your mom, are you golfers or at least mini golfers?
No, not at all. That's what
are
I'm
you
really
learning?
Funny, I'm learning. We've been open almost a month now, and I've only played the course twice. It's really funny because I'm not really much of a golfer at all. And I remember when we went to play in Myrtle Beach, I wasn't really that into it. And then my friend came to visit me 2 weeks ago, and he was like, well, we should play. And I was like, oh, I don't know. So then we played, and it was actually so much fun. So I do get it, why people love it so much. I had such a good time.
You will find it is one of the nicest addictions that you can have. It's wholesome. It's fun. It's competitive. It gets your brain working. There's just nothing wrong with golf. At least that's what I've
heard. No. It's too competitive. Too competitive. That's what I'm saying. Even when you're out
on
date night.
It is very competitive. Yeah,
yeah,
I didn't realize.
Like,
people are so competitive. I think it's so funny when people finish the 18th hole, they like sit down and immediately start adding up their points. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize people were so competitive, but I like it.
Well,
those
that's
are the people.
Wonderful.
I was just going to say, those are the people that really are just slightly competitive. The competitive people, we know our scores already going into the 18th hole if we're behind or not.
Yeah,
right,
that's
that, that is exactly right. That
know
is exactly right. Uh-huh. You know your score from the first hole, and you know
yeah.
how you're standing and everything. So anyway, Logan, what all do you have there along with the mini golf facility? I'm sure you have a few other things there that people can enjoy.
Well, we also have a, I don't know if you're familiar with shaved ice, but we have this
yeah.
whole little area in the clubhouse for shaved ice. And my mom came up with the idea because we thought, you know, after you play mini golf, what would be a nice, something nice to have you sit down and enjoy. So we just came up with that idea and started researching. And it's going really well. It's just like the shaved ice that you see, like, just like in Hawaii, similar to Pelicans too. But it's like snow. It's not like a snow cone where it's ice that you have to chew. It's just melts in your mouth. It's so delicious. And we have 15 flavors and then a bunch of gourmet specials that we came up with.
Very nice.
That sounds really
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, it's really good. And then we have
so
inside
now,
the golf. Go ahead.
Oh, please go ahead, Kimberly. Please go ahead, Logan.
Oh,
yeah.
I was just going to say inside, because there's a little bit of history. I don't know if you've seen the logo on the website or anything. There's a picture of my great grandfather, which is the reason why the golf course is called Vic's Place. My great grandfather, mm-hmm. his name is Victor Oberhammer, and he was a golf pro his entire life up in Scarsdale, New York, at the Quaker Ridge Country Club. So I don't know if you want to hear a quick story about him.
Yeah.
He quit school when he was 9 years old and became a caddy at Quaker Ridge. And then he stayed there his entire life and never left. He was head pro for 35 years. So in the clubhouse, we have all sorts of pictures of him up and just information about him. So it's kind of like dedicated to him.
That's a great.
Yeah.
We see.
That's what you need is a story.
Here's what I'll say about the photos that I see on your website. And this is what I really like about it. Of the many golf courses, at least in Myrtle Beach, are just crammed into a small, small area. But you have taken
mm-hmm.
the time these holes through the woods, as I would say,
mm-hmm.
and it's beautiful. I mean, you know, you can go out, commune with nature, like on a regular golf course, and then and do this. I mean, so the right way. And I think it's just
yeah.
beautiful, and you have hole numbers. It looks like a real, what I would say, a real golf course. And you go,
yeah, we decided to keep the trees. Yeah, it's a little bit different, you know. I don't know, can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Perfectly.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Another thing that we remember going to Myrtle Beach all the time, and I remember this too, just being a little older and going, is just seeing these kids so hot. They're just burning up in the sun. So my mom decided to leave all the trees when we were talking about construction, just to leave all the trees so it's nice and shady, and it's really natural. We don't have, you know, there's no windmills, there's no volcanoes or fire-breathing dragons, but it's just super, super natural. And
oh,
it's really
no
nice.
Fire-breathing dragons, come
work.
On. Oh.
No. We left those out. We do have a frog. He's very
oh,
loud.
A frog,
yeah, a real frog.
Oh, okay.
So, it's like a moving target.
So he's the mascot.
Yeah. He lets you know he's there for sure.
That's
well,
cool.
That's great. That really
yeah,
is great.
Really nice.
Now, Logan, I have a quick question, John. Logan,
sure.
Yeah. This is accessible to everyone. Is that correct? You've set it up in such a way?
Yes. It is ADA accessible. So the way that works is if you come in, you know, if you are in a wheelchair or anything like that, up to the 9th hole, it's ADA accessible. So you can just go through that twice to make it 18. After the 9th, it gets a little tricky, but we made it ADA accessible for 9 holes.
So another group of kids that might normally not get out for golf or
definitely
for an experience like this. So
we have golf clubs that are made specifically if you're in a wheelchair as well. They bend, so it's easier to use.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, you've done a wonderful thing here. You really have. Is there any kind of a mini golf course anywhere close to you in the mountains? I can't think of one.
No, not in Spruce Pine or like the surrounding little towns. Like there isn't one in Marion or Burnsville. There are a couple in Asheville. I just moved from Asheville. There are a couple out there, but yeah, not any closer than that.
Well, it sounds like you folks want to get involved with the community, and I think that's very, very important. Because if you do, people are going to enjoy going to your miniature golf course. They're going to start learning about golf. In fact, there's actually a huge, huge history of miniature, as I said, of professional miniature golf. And if the opportunity would ever arise, I would love to come up there and give a talk about it, because I've done. I've actually run several golf conferences down here in Myrtle Beach, and people are really amazed at how developed the miniature golf industry has become. So, you know, maybe we can talk about that later, but I think folks are kind of excited about it. And the mountains of North Carolina especially have a number of wonderful golf courses that people can come up and play. And I, you know, growing up there, I grew up in Burke County, which is, you know, not that far from you. It's like, from Burke County, you go to Marion, then you go up the hill to the little Switzerland, and then you go over to Spruce Pine. We've done that a lot, and and it's great. So if that's okay, maybe we can talk about that. I believe that you've got something that people would enjoy, because there really are a lot of golfers that come to Western North Carolina, and it's a way to improve tourism and get more people to Spruce Pine. I can guarantee you this, the day will come when we're not so confined with the coronavirus, and people are going to be looking for quality things to do, and this looks like one of them. What do you think, Robert?
I think absolutely. They get out, they play some golf, a little competitive, and they get some vitamin D and shaved ice. I mean, what more can you ask for?
Yeah, that's another
exactly
nice
right
thing about this course with, you know, with the pandemic going on. You can still play outside, you know, and not be inside with, you know, a bunch of people feeling paranoid and worried. You can be outside away from other groups. So it's nice that we were still able to open and do this for the town.
Yeah, that's
no,
great.
That's
I can
good
tell you that. I can tell you that I run several conferences. I used to run 10 Comic-Cons, in fact, at least I did last year. This year, we have had to cut way down, but I am running one of the events. It's kind of my flagship event in Kingsport, Tennessee. We do it at a place called Bays Mountain Park. And so this week, we decided to run the event. They've got an outdoor amphitheater, levels where people can sit or bring chairs or whatever, and they can enjoy whatever's going on outside. And we all made the decision that this was perfect. So events that you can hold outside are going to become a premium, and I think they're going to be part of our culture far more than they were a year ago. I mean,
yeah.
Logan, I think you kind of understand that, and so what do you think about it? I know you love outdoor events now, don't you?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah, I'm just so thankful about this now for everyone during these crazy, crazy times that we're going through. So people still can come out and have a good time and still stay safe. So I'm really happy for that.
Yeah, that's really good. Yes, Robert.
Did you want to tell people your hours and is there a phone number in case it's cloudy or anything? How do people get in touch with you, Logan?
Okay, so we are open Thursdays through Monday from 1 p.m. till 9. I've been advertising that the last round of golf is at 8 just so that you're not, you know, we close at 9. I don't want anyone to come at 8:45 and feel rushed out of there. I want you to, like, enjoy it, have a good time. And so we're just closed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The golf course doesn't have a business phone number. I mean, people are welcome to call my phone number. I think I did put it on the Instagram and possibly the Google information. But yeah, I'm very, very active on Instagram. It's a public account. I post all day long updates about weather and what's going on and shaved ice specials and just lots of pictures of the course and families are out there. I love taking pictures. And then the website is vixminigolf.com. I'm trying to be more active on Facebook. I'm just not very good at it, but I'm trying. and then I've been getting a lot of emails about bringing large groups. So I'm open to opening the course up earlier for larger groups, but I will say, you know, more than like 30, just during these times, I'll probably say no. But yeah, that's kind of exciting. Like, we have a camp coming in a couple weeks, a camp with a bunch of kids. I'm really excited for that. But yeah, anyone can just email me and I'll get back to them about any questions they have.
Okay, so you're excited about taking some other groups. Some of the local nonprofits can contact you and set up an outing for the afternoon.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things I was most excited about is just like birthday parties for kids. I haven't had anyone ask about that yet, but in the future I would love to do that and set up some sort of just like a set rate and I can, you know, decorate with balloons and all the kids can have shaved ice and play around with golf. I think that would be a good addition for, there's not much to do around here for birthday parties either. So I like a good celebration.
can you give, because I'm not from the area either. I've just moved up almost 2 years now. Can you give for us out of towners? Can you tell us, you said it's behind the old such and such.
Oh yeah. So people will definitely know where Walmart is on 226 Highway. So if you're headed out of town, Walmart will be on your left. And then if you just go a little bit further, we're on the right. And you'll see a sign. It's funny. The sign, when we were making the sign in my garage, we were like, wow, this sign is so big. But then when we put it outside, it's not actually that big. But it'll be on your right. Behind a maroon building where the old barbecue joint was.
Is it past Burger King?
A little bit, yep. It's a little bit past Burger King on the right.
So it's in front of the new Storage King locker place thing?
Just a little bit past that, mm-hmm.
Okay. So see, I can figure out where you're located from. So now people, you know, have an idea that you're a little bit further than Walmart, but not all the way out towards the Blue Ridge Parkway. And,
right.
And if they're coming from the Blue Ridge, you'll be on the left-hand side before you get to Walmart.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Great. Now, Logan, I got one other question for you. How large, if someone did want to have a birthday party or an event there, How large is the inside of Vic's Mini Golf? Because it's basically your clubhouse. So how large is that, and how many people would it hold for an event on the inside?
Well, I would probably, weather pending, you don't really want to play mini golf in the pouring rain anyway. I would probably just have the party outside. We have a lot of benches and tables on the front porch. There's a pretty large area directly in front of the clubhouse, in between the course and the clubhouse. And we've actually been setting up like a bubble station for kids the past couple of weeks. It's really fun. They just make huge, massive bubbles, and they've been loving that. So I'd probably set that up for birthday parties too. But the inside, it's pretty big. But just for a birthday party, I would probably keep it outside.
Okay. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to tell us about Vic's Mini Golf? You're addressing the whole world. So tell us all. Tell us what you want people to know and remember when they finish listening to this podcast.
Nothing really. Just that we're really excited to be here, and it just makes me so happy. And, you know, I've had a lot of people just come up and try my art. Putting this in this town, our kids really need this, and that's what we wanted. So, you know, we achieved our goal, and I'm happy to be here.
And I think the town's happy that you're there.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to let.
I know the kids are.
Absolutely. And Robert, my esteemed companion here on this podcast, I'd like for you to close with Logan and. We have had a wonderful podcast today. We've learned a lot about your new business, Vic's Mini Golf. We've talked to you, and you've got a smile that radiates all the way through the internet right now, Logan.
It absolutely
well, thank
does. It's
you.
Now I'm
so I'm gonna turn it over. I'm gonna turn it over to Robert to finish up.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Logan. I can't wait to get out there and actually get back some competitive excitement playing a round or two. Have you put in like a pass to if somebody wants to play for a season or something or multiple
no,
games?
That's another question that I've gotten a lot. I will come up with some sort of annual pass. That's on my list of things to do. That list is very long, but I will think about that more. But yes, definitely. We'll probably close as soon as it gets too cold. We'll probably close for the winter. I'm hoping to, you know, I really wanted to make it until the end of November just because I know a lot of families come here for the holidays, and you can still play mini golf in a sweater and a scarf, you know. So
absolutely.
We'll see what happens.
And if you're really silly, like some of us dedicated golfers, you tend to play a real golf in a parka if you have to. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's a little bit too competitive, but yes. But it's you know, we're excited. We hopefully you can if you have some brochures or things, you can bring them out. I don't know if you know about the North Carolina Mountaineer Festival on October 3rd, but you might even talk to Harley Masters about, you know, maybe bringing a little putt-putt booth down and demonstrating some of the mini golf stuff there.
Oh, okay, definitely. I'll look into that. I got to make some flyers to put around town.
Because Harley will be on. Harley, we're excited. Harley will be on next week's podcast to tell us all about what's going on for the North Carolina Mountaineer Festival and some of the vendors and some of the events that are going on. And supposedly there's bull riding and all kinds of mountaineer crafts and things like that. But there are a lot of local companies like the gem shop's going to be there. So you might want to talk to her about bringing down little putt mat, doing things like that. But I was I thank you so much for coming on and talking to us and really telling folks about Vic's Golf. And I think it's going to be a local hot spot for the kids, and especially people with you know, any disability or issues, you know, they can get in the full 18 holes and have some fun with it also.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
We're glad to have you, Logan, and thanks for being here with us. We'll be back next week for Visit Mount Mitchell podcast. Everybody take care.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Thanks, Logan.
You too.
Bye.